Hey there, I'm so glad that you're here for This Lie, Lie Number 25. I'm Jessica Hoddle, and I'm your host. Today we're talking about I'm Not Good Enough. You're listening to the What's the Truth podcast with me, Jessica Hoddle. I'm a number one bestselling author, wife, and coach. I refuse to let you keep believing the lies that are coming at you from every direction. Every week, I'll speak truth, bring encouragement, and inspire you as I uncover the lies you may believe to be true about your life. Each episode is meant to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. I think this lie really tends to overwhelm us, frustrate us, and it's really this feeling that we tend to live out in almost every area of our lives, right? Where we look at our calling or what we're supposed to be doing, or we look at what other people are doing, and we start to think to ourselves, I'm just not good enough to do this. You know, and the most important piece is in coming to this conclusion of this lie is understanding that we really make it about us. And when we can begin to see how we make it about us versus making it about what Jesus did for us, can really shift how we approach our calling, our purpose, the things that he has for us, our relationships. And when we look at even the life of Paul, he was a real person with fears, emotions, all the things. Paul was not deceived, as you know, the fruit of his ministry proved, because the people that he came in contact with, their hearts were changed. And so their own changed lives were the fruit of his ministry. He was the one who led them to the Lord and taught them about God. And so he measured his fruit by the lives that were changed, not by what people disagreed with him, not by, you know, how many followers he had or how many people just loved him and was in his corner rooting for him. And I'm really trying to give that in comparison of what it would be like today. And Paul just looked at the people, especially in Corinth. I'm going to be talking and reading scripture from Corinthians, but really to say, you know, here is my ministry and here is the fruit of it. Whether you're in business or, you know, you're talking about relation, all of this can be applied to that, is what is the fruit that I'm producing? And you'll hear me talk a lot about this on the podcast, but really, let's pay attention to the fruit we are producing in people's lives more than we're concerned about ourselves. So we need to look at that fruit. What does that look like? Because when we're focused on self and when we're focused on anger and bitterness and all of those things, what kind of fruit is that producing in other people's lives? What kind of example are we to others? And many times, I have thought, I'm not good enough to be doing this. And that really is about me, because I have been comparing myself for far too long. And I will never measure up to the girl next to me, which is why typically I never feel good enough. She has better Instagram photos. She has a great following. She has awesome words that she puts out. And I don't sound like that. And that's the good news. And when you read through, you know, 2 Corinthians and 1 Corinthians, you really see Paul defend his ministry, and you really see his focus is not about how popular he is in all the things that we kind of tend to worry about and put into I'm not good enough for ourselves today, but really what lives are being impacted by what he's saying. Are his actions leading people away? And I love when you read through 1 Corinthians, especially when foods are sacrificed to idols and all of these things, he makes sure to make it a point to relate to people on their level, but not to ever downwater, if that's even a word, but, you know, to really make the gospel not the truth. He is always speaking the truth, but he's always going to somebody's level where they can understand. And I think that oftentimes we have this idea that it has to be so big and what I do, it has to look like everybody else. And he's not, and it's not to say we are not called to look like other people, right? And so in 2 Corinthians 3:6, you might hear my Bible pages because I got my Bible right in front of me, keeping it real here, is that in 2 Corinthians 3:6, he talks about, let's get there. Also, let's start in verse 5. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God, who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Now he's also in context, he's also comparing the Old Testament, which is, you know, where it focused on sins and really the death because we were not under the new covenant, which is with Jesus. And so he's comparing the two, Old Covenant and New Covenant together. But God is who made Paul able to perform the truth of the new covenant. God is who enabled him. And the people that were around him, God, and he's always going back to that truth of like, this is why I can do what I'm doing. God showed his grace and mercy on my life to be able to preach this new covenant gospel, to preach this gospel of life and peace. Not because I had some amazing qualifications, even though he did, right? Of in his past life before he found Jesus. But we have to remember that he's always pointing to, you might look at me this way. I might have these looks. I might not be big and muscular and scary looking and appear to have it all together on the outside. Whatever that looks like, I want you to know the truth is that God is what has been enabling me to perform this truth. Again, the scripture is not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God, who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. And it's important, the Spirit. That's God's Spirit within us, that when we accepted Jesus, we got it. We're at union with him. In 2 Corinthians 1, 8 through 11, it's a little bit longer, so bear with me. Talks about, for we do not want to be ignorant, brethren, of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened beyond measure, above strength, so that we despaired even of life. Yet we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead, who delivered us from so great a death and does deliver us, in whom we trust that he will still deliver us. You are also helping together in prayer for us, that thanks may be given by many persons on our behalf for the gift granted to us through many. Although he was a real person with real emotions, his dependence was on God. His faith was in a God that raises even the dead, and that caused him to triumph. I love that. I don't know about you, but that reminds me that when the storm rages around me, that when things seem quiet and silence and you're doing all the work or you're praying for your relationships and your spouse and all of those things, when you don't get this outwardly response or this, you know, I guess we're always looking for a sign or whatever it is that we think it should look like, it's comforting to know that, you know, when Paul's talking about we were troubled, burdened beyond measure, above strength, so that we despaired even of life. And that, yes, even we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead. Do you get that? But that we do not trust in ourselves. And so we walk around believing this lie, I'm not good enough, I'm not good enough. And this is one I believe that we even say consciously. And a lot of the lies that we address here on the podcast are typically subconsciously. You might not come out and say it, but our actions or other forms of it might have kind of bled into it. But this one we do say, I'm not good enough to do that. You know, one of the top podcast episodes listened to, one of the top lies listened to is the lie number one, I'm not qualified. But this idea that Paul wasn't living for self, but for Jesus. So he could not be stopped by their threats. And I have to tell you, I, being honest, I don't know if I'm 100% there yet of not thinking about what other people are thinking about what I post or my view of what, how the Holy Spirit shows me about scripture, right? Especially living in a social media world where face-to-face conversations about the truth are not as popular, but we can say a lot of things on social media. And so I always want to lead with the truth that I believe the Holy Spirit is showing me. And what's amazing is that we all, the Holy Spirit is in with all of us and he's speaking to all of us in many different ways, right? And so we get to acknowledge that. But the key thing about this lie, I'm not good enough, is that it's self-focused. And so if self is the focus and self is our Lord and self is where we put our trust, then panic is going to enter when situations arise. We will easily crumble whenever something doesn't go our way. Because it's really easy when we trust in ourselves to let ourselves down. We start to make the rules. We start to have our own qualifications of what we think forgiveness should look like, what we think, you know, giving should look like. All of the things that scripture tells us about character and who we should be becoming go out the window because we start to put in our own version of what we think that should be. And the whole point of addressing this lie is I'm not good enough. And talking about Paul is, Paul was saying in so many words throughout his writings in Corinthians is, yeah, I don't look the part. I might not have fancy speech, but I do have the word of God that raises the dead, that heals the sick, that brings the light, that brings peace, that brings comforting, that is the helper. And he wasn't addressing, here's my college degree. Here's how many hours I put in. Here's how many talks I've had about this. Here's how many followers I have. He wasn't trying to show people off, show up to people about all the things that he did. He wanted to say, look what my God has done through me. And so that's our goal today. This lie, I'm not good enough, is that the truth is you're not good enough. You might not look the part that he's called you to, right? And the enemy comes for us with that. You're not skinny enough and you don't have the right clothes and whatever those lies tend to be. But our goal isn't self. And so when we continue to say, I'm not good enough, that's when we know, I think I'm focusing on self. Because if self is a focus and self is our Lord and our trust is in self, again, when panic enters, panic will then enter when the situations arise. And we want to make sure that we're establishing that worth and identity again in the person and not in our feelings and our qualifications and all the things that we've done or can do or to prove to people. You're good enough because he's called you, because of the word itself inside of you. And that's the truth I want you to hold on to today. P.S. One more thing. If you've ever felt like you weren't good enough, smart enough, pretty enough, thin enough, strong enough, worthy enough, or doing enough, then my best-selling book, Know Your Worth, is for you. If you knew what you were worth, would you settle for anything less? It's not uncommon to feel inadequate, whether it's issues surrounding your career, your body, relationships, or your finances. You will discover gems to apply in your own life as I take you through my own journey of how I was able to overcome the unthinkable by realizing my worth wasn't tied in the things or people, but to God. In this book, I really walk you through the how-to of stop settling for relationships that do nothing but cause you pain. Find the tools you need to be successful in life. Realize you are beautiful just the way you are. Refuse to settle for anything less than what's God's best for your life. And recognize that no matter what your past looks like, it doesn't have to be your future.